Kyiv. Most regions across Ukraine are experiencing rolling power outages as Russian missile and drone attacks once again target the nation's energy grid, deepening concerns ahead of the harsh winter season. Ukrenergo, the state-run electricity transmission operator, said the scheduled blackouts will continue at least until the end of Monday while crews work to repair infrastructure hit over the weekend. Demand remains high, and several key regions, including Poltava and Kharkiv, are suffering severe deficits in high-voltage capacity due to extensive damage to transmission lines. Central and northern areas such as Dnipropetrovsk, Zaporizhia, and Kyiv have also been affected. Ukraine's military reported that Russian forces launched a massive overnight barrage consisting of 2 air-launched ballistic missiles, 5 surface-to-air guided missiles, and 67 drones, many believed to be of Iranian design. While no missiles were intercepted, the army said air defenses managed to shoot down 52 drones. The remaining 15 drones struck 9 different sites across the country, inflicting further damage on energy infrastructure. Russia has intensified its strikes on Ukrainian power facilities even as diplomatic efforts led by the United States to bring an end to the war show little progress. In retaliation, Ukraine has been targeting Russian oil and fuel depots to disrupt supplies reaching the front lines. In southern Russia, an explosion shook the port town of Tuapse on the Black Sea after Ukrainian forces reportedly launched sea drones toward a major oil terminal and refinery. Although no casualties were reported, Russia's defense ministry said 4 naval drones were destroyed and claimed its air defenses intercepted 6 U.S.-made HIMARS rockets and 124 unmanned aerial vehicles overnight. As Russia's aerial assaults intensify, President Volodymyr Zelensky renewed calls for stronger Western support and sanctions against Moscow. He said Ukraine plans to order 25 Patriot air defense systems from American manufacturers to protect key infrastructure through the winter. Acknowledging that such systems are costly and production takes time, Zelensky urged European allies to transfer their existing Patriot batteries to Ukraine and wait for replacements later. "We cannot afford to wait," he said. Amid the crisis, Ukraine's National Anti-Corruption Bureau announced new searches connected to an alleged high-level criminal network in the energy and defense sectors. The operation, conducted jointly with the Specialized Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office, targeted properties linked to Tymur Mindik, a former business associate of Zelensky and co-owner of the Kvartal 95 production company. Mindik, who reportedly left the country before the raids, is accused of involvement in money laundering and illicit enrichment schemes. Officials said the investigation aims to strengthen transparency in Ukraine's energy system, which is already under immense strain from the war and winter demands.